Gamers, welcome back to another episode of Mishmish Mahlash. I'm your host Abdo. If you haven't noticed by the background, I'm currently sitting in the Asano River in Kanazawa, Japan. Woohoo! Yippee! It is currently an active river, and the water is very clear, and I touched it. It's very refreshing as well, kind of cold, and the sun is exactly hitting my face. Ooh, that's okay. And the grass is very green. Ooh, apparently I have poor coordination because I dressed up in very light colors, like light brown and a full white, and I'm currently sitting on grass because I forgot to bring a blanket. So here's me wishing that nothing happens to my clothes and they don't get stained green. Like, and even if that happens, I don't think I could get mad because I'm in Japan. Now, before I get to the actual content of the episode, which is about same people, different culture, I do have to say, this is a weekly Japanese checkup, by the way. I'm going to do this every podcast episode, or like bi-weekly Japan checkup, where I'm just going to be like checking up on giving you an update of how I'm doing in Japan and how are things. Now, on this day, this Monday, it has been officially 2 weeks since I came to Japan. The things I can say were in Japan, I've had expectations. Yeah, I've had really, really big expectations. I was expecting something. Fresh, I came to Japan, I feel like these expectations were not met, I think. I feel like the things that I saw, like the overhypeness and the shifts for Omar, don't acquaint to what's happening in reality. Maybe it's because I consume too many TikToks about Japan, or like maybe just like my interaction with Japan has been solely through like YouTube and TikTok. But the things that I saw do not amount to the things that are currently in Japan. My expectations were high. Like in reality, it's often disappointing. And it's not super disappointing, don't get me wrong. It's good. But like, it's not what I expected. But apart from that, I do think that Japan in the moment is currently worth it because the food has been great. I feel really seen from me, or been from me, all the foods that I bought in my time in Japan have been great. They have been absolutely mind-breaking, mind-shattering. Walakin, I do think some of the foods are overhyped. Some of the snacks are, I don't get why people like it. At the same time, I do think everything in Japan is too sweet. The coffee, too sweet. The bread, too sweet. I've been dying to find an espresso at an easy way to pick up an espresso, rather than having to go to like a specialty cafe or whatever. At the same time, I've been trying to find bread without sugar in it, and it's impossible. Every single bread that I've bought in Japan is way too sweet, and I don't get why Japanese people are obsessed with sweet bread. I mean, I get it, because whom they see bread or like baked goods as treats or like desserts. So what we have in our culture, the khubz, for us it's like what the Japanese people have for rice. I don't think we see rice as desserts, but like, we do see rice as like a different alternative rather than bread. It's all about the culture, which is surprisingly today's topic, culture. Now that I qualify as a international students, mabain qawsain, even though technically I'm on a non-degree course, mazal I'm still not gonna join a degree course hatta lamni mashi in Japan as well, so I'm here for a long time, which is scary. But I feel really, as an international student now, I've had my fair exposure to a lot of people here in Japan. It made me realize a few things. The most important thing, same people, different culture. Or like, different people or same culture. Both are technically correct, yeah. It depends on how you see it. In my time here for Japan, I've met a few nationalities. mainly Chinese, Korean, Japanese. I've met a few people from Germany, from Netherlands, from the US, from Italy. Met a few people from South Africa, from Cameroon. I've met a few people from India, Bangladesh, from the Middle East as well, in South America as well. I think really I've gathered a few people in my roster, yeah, like, oh, these are some friends that I know who are all around the world, which is a good thing, obviously. But the more I think about it, the more I see, the more I realize, really, we are just unified and we're just like one simple world. Which is okay. Before you start judging me, I know it is something it seems like a 14-year-old girl would come up with that idea when she's like 3 a.m. on her bed. But that's not the point. The point is I need content to make an episode, and this episode is this content idea. So I know it's an elementary thoughts, and I deep down I've knew had the idea even when I was back in Morocco. I've been away from Morocco for like thousands of months, so again, it has been only 2 weeks, which is crazy because it feels like it has been such a long time I've been away from Morocco, and I do miss it. Again, I say that because deep down I knew it was true. I had exposure only reinforced the idea, and I've only been able to think about it and like rethink about this and like get to live it so many times through this way. Simple example would be like for Chinese culture, I think. Chinese culture, how they would gather and like share a meal is literally the same as Morocco. How their festivities or the things they believe in, like Chinese people, according to my Chinese friends, who are three, all agree, like the Chinese way is to be, as a man specifically, is to be a provider, a hard worker, and you provide for your wife and kids who are at home. And this is a very stereotypical idea, which is fair. It is a very fair idea. But it made me realize, this is literally the same exact thing as, like, you know, in Morocco. The most honorable thing you can do as a man is have a job and have a kid and wife that you raise. But that's also not just China itself. I've been also seeing, I've had this idea of, like, how Japanese people will be or like how they will act in, like, a certain way, I think. I realize really it's kind of rooted within my issues of how I view the people, and it's been an eye-opener because I realize really people are people no matter where you go. Like, I hate the argument that like had المغاربه ما يقدروا يعملوا والو لا المغاربه كي فيهم كذا وكذا وكذا, and it's like لا شخص الاوروبي blah 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 and he's better and blah 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 blah. Obviously that's internalized racism, which is fuck you. But I do think I've had some of those ideas. I was going to Japan, I was thinking like, oh, the Japanese people are going to be like maybe a little bit more advanced, like a little bit more respectful than the average Moroccan. And to a degree, yes, it has been true. I do think Japanese people are way more respectful. Like, they would be, especially when it comes to customer service. But these motherfuckers, I swear to God, because when I was in the mahal, and I would ask, like, oh, excuse me, where is blah, 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 blah? And these motherfuckers would go all the fucking way towards, like, the Qadiya shop, running, just to help you find that thing. And then they were like, oh, here you go. And then they would stick around for, like, extra 5 minutes, hovering around you, just to see if you have any more questions. And at that point, I'm like, I mean, thank you for doing your job, but at the same time, like, this is too much, bro. This is too much. You could have just told me, it's aisle 17, and that would be it. You don't have to do all of this, bro. It's okay. It is okay. مخلص. But the underlying point is when Japanese people are, to a degree, the same people as Morocco. And I do believe that, now I fully believe, now every single human on this earth is the same person. It's the environments or like the indirect causes that turn people what they are. It's the systems that they are created in that turn people into who they are. For example, a capitalistic system, wink, this is also my quota of the episode to mention capitalism. Working in a capitalistic system like Japan, people are more encouraged to consume. You are more encouraged to purchase like memoirs and collect, even gamble with like the system dial gacha dialum. But in another country where like income is limited, aula economical, the economy is like unguaranteed or is disturbed. Like say for example Morocco, I think, even though the economy is good, minus the inflation, things like, oh, let me buy this little doll or this little plushie to have on my own would be considered a bad thing. It would be viewed negatively because you're like, why are you wasting your money on this when you could have wasted your money when you could have bought like helpful stuff? And now it's more like, oh, that's cute, you bought this really collectible thing, next time you should get more other stuff. It's there is a bigger emphasis on consumerism, right? And I feel really it's the same people. Is this product of a system that turns you into what you are? But that also doesn't mean that Japanese people don't have their bad side. On one hand, it has been very, very, very isolating to be in Japan. The people here are not very social. And I feel that as a gaijin, that's brani for you non-Japanese folks, it has, you get a lot of looks, right? And some of them are good, some of them are bad. But I can really notice when people are staring at me. I mean, just right now, I'm recording this episode near the river, and there's like people walking around and coming around and like walking around. And you get the stares. I can feel them staring. Granted, is it because of me having a mic and a computer near a river? Maybe. But also at the same time, I feel even if this it wasn't this, I would still get stares from like people and shit. Which is, you know, I understand. It's out of curiosity. I don't think it's out of harm. خلاص مرة مرة it might be out of harm, but still. But the point is that people are equally as bad anywhere you go. It's just like, what bad is it that you can like, you know, تصبر عليه, essentially. And this all has culminated into the thought, ديال, we are the same people just with different culture, like different history. It has been very assuring to know, because at least I know there's peace in the idea that to any human I walk up to from any nationality, I can share what idea is like a humane concept, like a humane idea that is non-exclusive to like a certain nationality, and they would just get it, they would understand, and they would relate, and they would like laugh long or maybe like be empathetic with it from some وقت. It is humbling and reassuring, of course. It is. Which also brings me to another point. So side note, I always try to have smooth transitions between points, between like topics, yeah, episode, because I plan my subjects all the time. I couldn't find how to transition into this point, so I'm just gonna transition to it like roughly. Can I just say, I've had this idea noted down on my Notion, like, top podcast idea thing list for, like, 6 months straight, bro. Can I just say how much I hate the jokes ديال حنا المغاربة عنا هنا 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 انت مغربي إلا إلا كنت كتعمل كذا وكذا وكذا ولا حنا المغاربة ما كنا عارفو غير هادي والبراني كيعرف Can we just, like, can I just express how annoying these jokes are? Because, like, apart from that, it's like, look at you, like, degrading your own nationality and race to for jokes. Aula, like, self, what's it called? Self-detrimation or some shit like that? I don't know, it says self-deprecation. There we go. That's self-deprecating your race or like, your nationality for a fucking joke. And, like, you in unconsciously putting yourself below other races, like the European mind or like the US mind, is fucking weird. And how that also screams like internalized racism, colonization, دكشي كامل. These jokes are also not funny, أولاً وثانياً. They don't even, it's not even true, bro. There is literally zero thing that makes you مغربي that is true from these jokes. Unless you are born في الجي بي اس ديال المغرب, like coordinates x, y ديال المغرب, you were born from that area, that's the only single thing that would make you Moroccan. And even that is debatable, because with genetics and race and how that fucking works, it might not even be true, bro. It might not even be true. So these jokes don't even work. It's like, you can take the same joke, right, and just replace حنا المغاربة with like another race, حنا الأردنيين, or like حنا اسبانيولين, or whatever. The same joke would still work and it would land the same exact way. It doesn't work. Why? Because we are the same people from the same culture. We are the same, sorry, not same culture. We are the same people, just with different cultures. So these jokes, they are more of a humanity thing rather than like another thing, like, you know, an exclusivity, like a cultural exclusivity thing. And sure, yeah, languages create barriers. Yeah, Hadi, I can agree with you. Languages do create barriers. But if you take down that linguistic barrier, then it would still be the same thing. It would still be the same thing. Do you ever know, do you ever stumble upon the TikToks, Jella core? Do you know them? It's like, get some more core edits. Just hop on TikTok right now, C-O-R-E, core edits. And I feel really these edits are a very good way to express the point that I'm saying. They are edited in a way where they're like obviously hopeful and cheerful and optimistic. Me, what I really love about them is the fact that these edits equally highlights, or like equally shine on what it means to be human. What I really love, if I go on the comment section, Jelhead edits, you can see thousands of people, like hundreds of people, commenting the same thing, sharing the same experience, relating to each other, saying thing, beautiful things, like humanity is worth saving, or humans in peace are everything, or it's the little moments of life that count. Which is like, obviously they're a little cliche, and some shit like, it's the little things in life, or some shit like, I think I like this little life. Obviously they are cliche in theory, but if I should put them in practice, it's really wholesome and entertaining, because I do find it beautiful, really really beautiful, how simple edits, like let's all have bad videos mashed together, you add some happy / sad music, like instrumental Midwest emo guitar maybe, and that resonates with tens of thousands of people. It drives thousands of other people to comment and be like, this is beautiful, and this is all I have asked for. And that is something just makes me happy, because I know Mul comments is from another country, and like the person who replies, way different other country. Yet we can all take a little pause and just enjoy or like relate to the fact and like, we're humans, we're cool. But how we have different languages, we also have the same experience, the same feelings, the same things that make us laugh. We laugh at the same things, we cry at the same things. And that kind of warms my heart to share. It's, you know, wherever you go, really, you know, believe you can always relate to somebody else if you bring up something that deeply resonates with you. And if they don't relate to that, then obviously they're not human, they're aliens, so maybe you should kill them. Kill them. At the same time, it makes me happy. And I feel really it is at this period where I find joy, I found value in that information. Hence, why the Japanese people, no matter how complicated their language are, and no matter how much misentendu, you like that French, I have with my Korean roommates or my Chinese friends, I know really deep down, or like at the core of the conversation, or like the core of the subjects, we all can relate to a simple thing, and you can express that purely through gesture. And yeah, some things get lost in translation, yada yada. But again, you still get the points, you still get the thing, and you can relate to that, you know? And that's good. That's beautiful. Anywho, emotional labors aside, I want to talk about some few things I have in Japan now. Because I think... Actually, no. I'm not going to do that. Actually, I am going to talk about another point. I've had in my idea pad as well, the Unnotion, but I never had the time to use it. And I don't think it's enough to turn into a full podcast episode. So I'm just going to put it here, because it also fits. Can we all agree, really, the internet is making us similar? The internet has been making us all so similar. And I don't just mean that from like a Gen Z internet culture point of view. It's like Sigma Edge, Ohio, Risen Up Kaisenats in Duke Dennis type of brain rot type of way. No. I mean, Liana, like, sure, the Gen Zs have their brain rot. The Gen Alpha have their Poppy, Time, Amazing Circus brain rots as well. But also the millennials have their AI Facebook brain rots, and like the boomers have their Facebook brain, political Facebook brain rots. And I think believe we all like, no matter what your age group or like your leanings or ideologies or whatever, the internet has been making us similar. And I know why, and I'm gonna explain it, but just know I am not making this into like a nerd alert type of way, okay? The reason why the internet is making us similar is because first you have interests on a social media website, right? Or a platform. You are automatically categorized into a group, right? And you are served contents that would appease the group. And these groups are based off other users who also share the same interest. And the way how social media works is that a few percentile, yeah, like deeply, deeply interested people in the group, like the 10% who are truly passionate about like a certain topic for the group, would get served new content or like experimental content in a way. And if their reaction is good and if they are reacted well, then that would also be served to the rest of the group, the Ktsumenin, Sbevmia jail group. And what ends up happening is that the good content or the popular content ends up exploding on the internet in the certain groups or like the certain niches. And you just end up having similar people getting served the same contents at the same time, which makes us all similar. And this podcast is no exception. Probably what I'm saying now has already been somebody's idea recently. So this podcast is no exception. And even when I edge in Ohio while I'm risen up Kaisenat, I am also not a Sigma. I am not the breaking Sigma. I am not the goon panda. No. I am but a number who belongs to the group. And while I am called Abdurrahman, or like Abdu, I am also just a number. And the things that I like are identical to the same thing that somebody else is like. And that is good and bad. Good because, you know, you can always relate, which is a reference to the episode in general, but also bad because how can you be unique anymore? Which is why I really love people who are unique, the people who stand out, so like either Kaib Elionshiwahid or like aren't so popular. But the people who are truly unique, who stand out and are viewed in like a weird, bizarre, or maybe negative light, those are the motherfuckers who are actually unique. The rest are just copying each other, and we are copying each other, obviously. I mean, those people are the coolest. That's why I love abstract arts. That's why I love people who are non-conforming to traditional societal expectations or roles. I think those people are awesome. Yeah. I think they are awesome. But yeah, the internet is making us similar. That's the full point. Man, can I just say, sitting here recording a podcast episode, I've been looking around. So many people are looking at me. I am under a bridge, right? I'm playing in Homeless Man Simulator. I'm under a bridge. I'm getting the full experience. Under the bridge also means everybody gets to see you from the other sides. So it has been fun looking at people, looking at me, making this podcast episode. And maybe they're also looking at you because you are such an awesome person for listening to the podcast episode. If you liked that episode, specifically the river sounds, the river ASMR, I should also note that the sakura petals are also falling. The wind is blowing and they're falling on me, and it's a very aesthetical view. But if you like this podcast episode, maybe share it with a friend. I don't know. Maybe recommend it. Maybe rate it. Maybe leave a comment. Or maybe you can interact with me on social media. I'm posting every day, taqriban, about Japan, and I'm trying to record more and more, although making long YouTube video content is a little bit hard. I still can't get used to that. I am making sure the TikToks and the Instagrams with the Kshikami. So maybe check my stories or view my reels. That's also an option. But until the next time, matane, bye bye. Alright, now that some people have clicked off this episode, I want to announce that I started making a very exclusive. I'm gonna start doing like these post outro mini clips for the podcast. So like if you truly truly listen, then you get to hear this out. For this section, I don't have much to talk about except how cool electrical bikes are. Also, this feels like the Marvel movies, which they have post credits. So it's in the credits, so you get the post section thing. It's cool. Nonetheless, it's cool. So this is a very secretive club that we're in. And only you and I. Do you like the parasocialism, by the way? Know about this. It's a little hangout spot. Can I just say how much Japanese water sucks? And also at the same time, electrical bikes are really cool. Exploring Japan through electrical bikes have been peak content. And also by the time this comes out, I will be in a rental car with a friend driving to a racing car event in Tokyo near Mount Fuji. Woohoo! Yippee! I'm going to be spending the day there, and that means we're driving just sabah, sipped just sabah, and probably arriving in Tokyo Mount Fuji to attend the event. But stay tuned to that. So if you know, then you know. Don't tell other people though. Let this be a secret between us.